last, and I've been looking for a little love. I realize now, no matter how much money you have, you gotta have a woman to love. Well, you really need a woman to love. I'm gonna tell you a story about a little girl I knew. Just a few words, every one of them is true. Well, she used to come around when I didn't have time. Tell me she was my minor, minor, minor. But now she's gone, I know I want her too. But now she's gone, I know I want her too.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis. Station wants you to know that the 14th Annual Honk Fest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place from Friday, October 11th through Sunday, October 13th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville and Cambridge. Honk Fest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music, and events are completely free and open to all. Optional. Well, anyway, no, just, I'm not, you know. For more information, visit thehonkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. This is a public service message from WMFO Medford Community Radio at Tufts University. Yes. I didn't do a read-through, so that's why I didn't want to do the optional part, because I knew I was going to mess up the mandatory part. But anyway. Yep, let's see. We definitely need a repeat function. So I'm not doing that. You know, I try to be professional here. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back me up again is the Rockin' Continentals 234 from the compilation Strong Metal Part 3. You just heard Tony Barber, and I Want Her To, a track originally released on the Spin label in Australia in 1966. But after compilation of Hopes and Dreams and Tombstones came out in 2002 on Big Beat. Before that, the Buccaneers. They're from Texas. I'm not going to get into that joke. You Got What I Want, a track originally released on the Sevens International label, 1970. I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 11. They overshot it by a year on that one. 1984 on AIP. For that, a guy named Nico, and I didn't write down his name was just Nico, but I forgot what his full name is, and I had looked it up. Cevita e Questa Casa. Well, I think that's what it is in Italian. What a Life This Is in English. Originally released in Colombia and Italy in 1966. I got off the compilation. 60s Beat Italiano came out in 1997 on Get Hip. Before that, Dwayne Eddy did Detour, 1959 on Jamie. Andy Williams did Music to Watch Girls By, 1967, Columbia. Then we kicked off the set with The Rhythms, you know, from the Netherlands. And Every Time, a track released on the Autogram label there in 1967. I got off the compilation, Digging for Gold, Part 3. Came out on 1990, and then 1998 on Music Maniac. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. Hey, you know, there's still Desperate Hours, official Desperate Hours t-shirts. I only have one double XL in men's, but I do have a couple each in the women's sizes, medium and large. There's my mug on the front. That's enough to, repel anybody. I'll lose friends over that one. But the ordering information, the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds do go to benefit WMFO in their ongoing drive for pledges. So you're supporting a good cause here if you're doing it. Anyway, let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Down through the years.
Thank you.
gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Whisper to her wind, whisper to her wind, whisper to her wind, listen to wind. Whisper to her wind, whisper to her wind, whisper to her wind, listen to wind.
Whisper.
Of 7 o'clock Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Shirley Ellis with the B-side to The Name Game and Whisper to Me Wind, 1964 on Congress. Tommy James and something I picked up for a buck at Todd Farm this weekend. And Do You Want to Touch? I think you might have been the first one to channel Gary Glitter on this one. From the In Touch LP, came out in 1976 on Fantasy. Well, that Frankie Avalon. And Don't Stop Now. Came out in 1963 on Chancellor. That was from the Beach Party movie. And the B-side to Beach Party, the song. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Left Bank and Walk Away Renee, came out in 1966 on Smash. And The Mystics with the B-side to Hushabye and Adam and Eve, came out in 1959 on Laurie. Yes. Anyway, got another talk break to go for putting this thing out of its misery. Anyway, I meant to give a shout before the song from 60s Beat Italiano, the one to translate out to What a Life This Is. I should have gone out to Tony and Julie, even though they didn't call tonight, but yes. Speaking of them. Let's see. I got to turn this around. Ooh, there we go. Anyway, loyal listeners to the show, let me just take a look at who's here. There's a bunch of people here. Let's see. Okay. Of course, we Vince and Eb, who hosts a show, a stream, a webcast called Foo Foo Stew. Generally, it posts podcasts or webcasts on Sunday and Tuesday evenings at Funky 16 Corners and Mixlr. You can get that on Mixlr as well. Melissa Ann, Ashley up in Salem, John Savory, Scott Gorky, Darren Brennessel from up in Rochester with Mike Murray. I didn't bring the Quatloos CD. I'll bring that next week. Big J, Brendan, who I grew up with. Smitty, coming off a triumphant appearance at the JP Music Festival. And of course, without whom, it will be really tough getting this show off the ground every week. Joe and Darlene Lacey out in Los Angeles. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? We'll be other shouts. Don't feel left out. Don't feel slighted. He's on the Desperate Hours.
Feather. think it's all in vain. We're just not birds of a feather.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I'm not for someday. But you're gonna leave me anyway. Well, I tried so very hard to please you, but you shoot me down each time I see you.
Heading down home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Just heard a band called The New Line. They're from Southern Ohio, like Columbus or Cincinnati, that area, I think. The new line, and She Kissed Me With Her Eyes, is a promo, came out in 67 on Columbia. Well, that the Chargers did Taxi, track originally released on the Julian label in 1966. I got it off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, the CD version. For that, the Knights did You're Not Mine, a self-release from 1965. I got off the compilation Hipsville Volume 2, came out in 1985 on Ralphie Boy. No, it came out on Cramden, with all the hits crammed in. Well, non-hits. The Velveteens before that did Dog Patch Creeper, a track originally released on the Emmy label in 1960. I got off of Twist and Rumble Volume 4. And we kicked it off with O.C. Smith and Isn't It Lonely Together. Well, when you got nothing to eat but little green apples, you know, you get in that kind of trouble, don't you? Anyway, 1968 on Columbia. Yes. Let me get these, tell you who else is are acknowledging the presence of others. Like Robbie White, who hosts Forbidden Alliance. The show goes from 9 to 12. He has an hour all to himself in that first hour. Melissa Jean over in JP. Chuck Yu contributed a bumper, and you know how to do that. All you got to do, over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. And I always appeal for those because they're fun and they help me program the show. So hats off to Chuck Yu. Kathy, who I grew up with. And Tommy, all the way out in Stockholm, stays up in the middle of the night to listen to this pile of dirty laundry. And people who are interested, we'll give them some shout-outs and see if they react, like Donna in Arlington, Beth out in Akron, Rod Strychnine, Lynn from, formerly of Lynette and the Long Shots, she has a new outfit that's playing at Plowing Stars. Linda Jean down in Baltimore. Brian Young hosts Crash Course for the Rave is 1 to 4 right here at MFO. Meg, my daughter, she actually doesn't, she doesn't listen to this show. She doesn't listen. Jay, David, Lisa down in Austin, and Donna right here in Boston. Anyway, I don't often do that. It's because I don't think of it, to tell you the truth. I get too tongue-tied, too brain-tied. Anyway, got about 17 minutes to go, 16 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
I thought I'm a joker.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
It's gonna be alright.
Houdini.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening. Produce bags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues. Punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never were from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for 2 hours every Thursday evening, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I just played. You just heard the Gardenias and Houdini. Track originally released on the HiQ label in 1957. I got off of Twisted Rumble Volume 3. The JJs before that from the Netherlands. A track originally released on Philips there in 1966. And The Cruncher. I got that off of Pebbles Volume 15. For that, the Jaguars did It's Gonna Be Alright. Originally released on the Scoop label in 1966. I got it off from Back from the Grave Volume 5. Brian Hyland. And a single released in 1967, and the Joker went wild on Philips. Anyway, I'll be back next week. Enjoy the long weekend, those of you who have it off. I know I have Monday off. But as always, I'm very grateful for the people who tune in every single week and listen to this. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. Till that time, take care.
face up to it. He's made a fool of you since he stole you from me. That's all he's tried to do. Face up to it. He cheats behind your back, then lies when he denies.